Is it working?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Ramadevi. I'll never forget the first time I saw Tribhuvanath. It was in Edinburgh Temple in May 1972, and I think it was the second time I went there. My initial reaction was, cool. But within seconds, Super Soul had informed me that this was no ordinary boy to fancy or to lust over. This was somebody to revere and serve and respect. Tribhuvanath, therefore, holds the very dubious honor of being probably the only brahmachari I didn't fall in love with when I was a new devotee. From that time, he was my big brother. He was always so joyful, sparkly, and fresh. I don't think I ever saw him without a smile on his face. His faith in Srila Prabhupada and the holy name was unshakable. Even after everything he went through when his service, which Srila Prabhupada said was pleasing him very much, and that he wanted Tribhuvanath to continue, was taken away from him, and he faced so many trials and tribulations from the so-called authorities at the time. When I was in the UK in February, just after the news about his illness broke, I, like everybody who knows and loves him, was devastated. I so much wanted to see him and tell him how much he meant to me, but I didn't want to be crying all over him, so I waited a day or two till I was more composed. I bumped into him in the reception room and said, I guess there's not much point anymore in inviting you for prasadam when you come to Mayapur then. He laughed heartily, and we had a short but very sweet talk. I told him how much I love him, how much he meant to me, and how, if it had not been for him, I would not be here now. He made me a devotee, gave me Srila Prabhupada, and how can one repay such a debt? I will miss him tremendously, but at least I know that he must be in ecstasy somewhere serving with Srila Prabhupada again. Tribhuvanath Prabhu Ki Jai. Yeah.
Ramadevi.
Push that
microphone.
To you.
Yeah. Thanks. So, on the day that we got the news about Tribhuvanath, I got a very quick email here that was addressed to me from one of Tribhuvanath's admirers. And that person happens to be Pusta Krishna Swami,